see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us we saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show. And welcome. Yeah, my little horse, this is getting over a little bit. I've got more recipes than a herbal shop. It's stuck in my house. It's cough and cold and I don't know what else. Chemtrails, I think, and y'all know who they are. Y'all know about the chemtrails. Heavy here in North Carolina. Very, very heavy. In the mountain area, it's like playing checkers in the sky. And I think it's probably the cause of a lot of it going around. Those of you who don't know, well, I don't know what to tell you. Look up chemtrails. Don't have time to explain it today. They're heavy. Very heavy. Family, today I'm going to do, well, let's call it part two of yesterday. Of the real conspiracy behind the scenes. It seems that there's a big rush. A big rush by the elite. Like something's coming. Like they got something planned or something. They're trying to make a window. Well, Christmas is coming. It's not what you think. When I say Christmas is coming, you immediately think of Santa Claus and whatever. No. Not at all. The holidays, excuse me, there we go. The holidays are earmarks for certain periods of the year that the space between the first and second heaven, the barrier between the two, are the thinnest. Where there's a connection between the first heaven and the second heaven, it's called portals that open between the two dimensions, we'll call them. The universe is a certain level where the constellations are positioned. Now, this is physics I'm talking about. When the Bible says, as Satan says, I'm going to and fro, that's what it means. Back and forth, to and fro. From the second heaven to the first heaven. And back. How does it do that? Well, alchemy. By human death, destruction, sacrifice, orchestrated in ritualistic conditions. Somehow the energy released of those ceremonies is collected, funneled in some fashion, using alchemy, rhythm, words, pattern, geometrical formations, and opens up a portal allowing the second realm, the beings, the seven principalities, to come inside this realm. That was the purpose, the sole purpose of 9-1-1, of World War I, World War II. This is the big picture. So when I do these seances, that also has an effect on lower level demons that you think is your great-great-grandmother that come back to talk to you in a seance. It's not her at all. They're demonic. They take an illusion. They know things about you. A curse pronounced by these Wicca and so forth that's produced all the way up to Congress, CEOs, military leaders of the highest level, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, Joint Chief of Staff, Pentagon. We're talking the highest level, Queen Elizabeth II. I'm not talking some little side corner, seance table or something. I'm talking about the biggest level. This is where your children go, the ones that disappear forever. These people are total evil, and they reside on this earth for now. This is the cold, hard truth about what's going on today. This includes those like Clinton, Buchanan, all the rest of them, that are Knights of Malta, are in satanic worship. You understand this? Your movie stars, all of them. And I covered a little bit of it yesterday. Yeah, I like to hit the ground running. Don't have a lot of time. But I'm going to give you the facts. Give you the truth. Then I go away. Family, you got to know what to pray against, what to pray for. And when you fast and you pray, that puts power behind your prayer. This is what's going on today. It's not a chokehold in Ferguson. It's not a march or burning of cars here and there. That's petty stuff. It's not some orchestrated World War III or whatever. I'm talking a higher level than even that. And as I've mentioned before, I'll say this again. Some of you might find this hard to grasp. I did. Until I realized and found out how it worked. Every war we've ever been in has been pre-planned with the objectives, the outcome already determined before the war is ever fought. Now meditate on that a while. Every war, bar none, in every war, we won the battles. Not all the battles, but we won most of the battles. But we all lost. We lost every war. Because already pre-orchestrated, and the public was made to believe, written in history books, that we won the wars. We did not. Since the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, the Civil War, Banana Wars, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, all the same, all pre-planned with the outcome already determined. in every single one. In the three world wars, two have been played already, and the millions that died because of them were planned before 1871 by Albert Pike, a Freemason. In conceptual terms, and the succeeding Illuminati family members, the next generations, planned the details and fomented the wars. Now, that's how it really works. You want to challenge that? Please, go ahead, do that. You will lose. But challenge it anyway, because this is how it really works. So, preempting with that, it goes the same for every other event in our history. And if, in case, the war starts going one side that they didn't plan on, they'll come up with an instant manipulation to put it back on track. Every time. God is allowing that so people can take their sides. He'll know who the wheat and who the tares are. Who has faith in him and who doesn't. And there's going to come a time. And you know that time. We don't know when, but we know it's coming. He's going to put his foot down and step on the head of the snake. And there's nothing it can do. That day is getting close. Family, dedicate to broadcast, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. News, current news, what's really behind them, what the real conspiracy is made up of, a little history, background. Wherever he leads me today, I don't know. I'll know by the time I get there. As has been. Sometimes I don't even put down the title of what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I put the title down after I'm done. It works. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you, Father, for today. We thank you, Lord, that your Son, Jesus Christ, died in our place on the cross. The Father, through him, will be saved. Father, we thank you for this sacrifice you made. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us for this network and the way which you gave it to us. Father, we know every move is or every event is a teaching point. Lord, that you lead us in the right path, that nothing's wasted. Father, sometimes we waste these times, but Lord, when we depend on you, you put us on the right track. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that brought the truth. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, the only truth you brought to us. And Father, that you've been behind it all along. Father, we thank you that that no man's an island, that Father, that we know that you're there. And Father, that sometimes we go on our own way. But Lord, you're just there to wait to catch us when we fall. We pray, Father, for getting us through these days. Give us that wisdom, discernment. Guide us in the right path. And Father, to lead us in our Bible studies. Give us wisdom, discernment. And Father, the opportunities to pass on to others. And Father, to confirm each of ourselves in those times that we feel like we're left alone. That, Lord, you'll be there to guide us in the right path. And bring us together to share our knowledge and what we've learned. And Father, to give us that wisdom to read through the Bible for the secrets it holds, to open up our minds and our hearts. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that's been targeted by this technology, these pills. Father, to take away these thoughts of suicide, to cover them with the blood of Jesus, to set divine appointments to guide them the right path, that somehow, Father, these suicides can be arrested, detained, and stopped in the mind. We pray, Father, for the children that are being used as these sacrifices, that, Father, you'll ease their pain, that you'll let some escape, Lord, that you'll have comfort for the families that's missing their children. Father, I know that you know have the right thing. You know what you're doing. Father, we trust upon you because you know the hearts. And Father, to bring the truth of the watchman out and open up the minds, open up the teaching of the true teaching of these churches, that they'll escape the confines of the 501c3 that control the government upon these churches. That, Father, you'll find courageous leaders in these churches to speak out the truth. And these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, praying against witchcraft, against Luciferian intervention in our lives is another major attack. It's called spiritual warfare. People aren't doing it. The churches aren't preaching about the demonic activity that's going on in their own churches. And they're definitely not preaching the truth. Every church? No, but the majority of them are not. Most of all your high-level evangelicals, members of the National Council of Churches, definitely. The major churches today, religions, man, they're there to mislead. That's what they're there for, unfortunately. And they're misleading tens of thousands of people. People that depend on them, but leaders that are counting on their parishioners following them. I heard Arnold Murray of Shepherd's Chapel say one day, when I was going through research on his network, quote, "You don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me." Family, those are the words right out of the handbook of a cult leader. No doubt about it. But because of the dynamic approach, their 80% knowledge of the Bible, 20% deception, they pull people in like quicksand. Osteen, Billy Graham now today, Copeland, Prince, worldwide, almost all of them now. David Wilkerson was one of the last ones left, and his death is very questionable on how he really died. If you do the research on it, he wouldn't bow down to them. They couldn't have someone like him around, if you get my drift. These people are serious, and they're deadly. But in God's judgment, when God becomes judge, so is he. Right now, he's given us that latitude to make our decisions. He's there when you call upon him. When he comes down, again as Jesus, he will be a judge. And the great white throne judgment at the end of the 1,000 years will be the judgment of all. You want your name written in the book of life. That's your final judgment at the great white throne. This is what I look at. I don't look at Ferguson and spend 1 hour talking about it, or 30 minutes. Ferguson has already figured out. Ferguson, in that episode, is another Fukushima. That's all it is. It's another Bundy Ranch. It's all prescripted. It's a reality show. That's serious reality, but it's already determined. It's like a reality show. It's scripted. You see? And all set up, the Freemasons, Boulay Society, Knights of Malta, and here we go. You all got it memorized. That is the enemy. They control Al-Qaeda, which doesn't exist. That's right. They control ISIS, which doesn't exist. ISIS is just another name for CIA. Mossad, MI5, MI6, ISI. And all the other intelligence agencies all work together in a pre-prescribed plan. The only thing that becomes questionable is when their leaders that they put in place start getting convicted. Convicted, not of some board that man forms, but convicted in the heart by the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't mean in a good way. If they become power lustful, I'm in control, you know, to heck with Illuminati, I'm in control here. They lose them. Then they got to demonize them and replace them with another puppet. That's how it works. When they think they're really in charge of their country and start helping the people of the country, doesn't have to be benevolent, but pulling away from the Illuminati because of power lust that maybe God allowed them to have, it kind of thwarts their plans. They'll take care of him. They'll get rid of him. They'll assassinate him or demonize him. He's another Hitler or whatever they come up with and put somebody else there. That's the little game they play every single time. They'll call the Marines in. We're going to go in Grenada. It works every time. Always. To control them, you put them under debt. After all, America's been controlled by debt since 1783. Actually, 1789. Ever since. In three successive 70-year plans. Each one with a war. The last one, a depression. And they're supposed to have a new world order in 1999. Guess what? It didn't happen, obviously. Then you could argue, well, we've always had a new world order. Yeah, but we're talking publicly in control. They're not. Not yet. When they are, it'll be called the Great Tribulation. Now, to further the plan, you got to have a good guy. You got to have a bad guy. Always. Who's the bad guy in this case? Obama. Obama's a part of it, too. He's going to play the role, just like Bush did. Like Clinton did. They all play the role. Putin is going to be the good guy. I got to elevate him as against homosexuality and so forth. Maybe they'll make him the Pope. Who knows? Family, he's a bad guy like everybody else. Every one of them worked together. You know the cases where you had, when was it? It was Obama was leaning over talking to, I forgot his name, Prime Minister of Russia, something like that. Had a hot mic, they said. And it's something like, wait till I get elected. And family, they know it's a hot mic. They want you to know that. And they put it on YouTube. And 1 million people watch it. It's all set up. There's no accidental hot mics that you accidentally hear them talking. It's all set up. Every bit of it. Putin and all of them, they're all friends. They're all Freemasons. And they all work together. May it look like we're going to war and all this other silly nonsense. You know, it's something like, we dispatched 6 planes today because the Russians got too close. Really? No kidding. Then how come you got Spetsnaz, United States, not saying a word about it? It is so silly. I'm Joint Chief of Staff. You've got to be kidding me. They're going to be laughing their heads off for now. They won't be later. How the media portrays China as a bad guy, Russia as a bad guy. Now Putin's being elevated as a good guy. The Russians are getting close to us. World War III is looming in the distance, coming closer, and blah, blah, blah. Then how come the Chinese have military bases in Mexico? Nobody said a word. How come Chinese own 290 foreign trade zones, industrial parks inside the United States? Nobody said a word. How come Billy Bob Clinton, Luciferian, high priest in the Luciferian order, worked out a deal with China, with Chinese, with Costco, Long Beach Naval Base in 1993. Nobody said a word. It's all a facade and a lie. It goes back to FDR, one of the biggest liars and frauds. Woodrow Wilson, he was okay. He's just kind of like a dupey guy. He was contained, actually controlled by Colonel Mandel House, who was like Anton LaVey. He was a Satanist, Mandel House, evil to the absolute core. Woodrow Wilson's diary named Colonel Mandel House as his alter ego. What that really means is he was mesmerized supernaturally by Mandel House in the same fashion that Adam Weishaupt controlled Thomas Jefferson. That's how they do it. Some of this may sound unusual for y'all, but Medvedev. Medvedev and Obama was off the side talking. Yeah, that's right. And he said something to the effect that wait till I get elected and all this other. And then it hit the airwaves and the YouTubes. It was coming off on it. Hot mic. Not discovered. Whatever. It was all planned out. Yep. Thomas Jefferson was controlled by Adam Weishaupt. Colonel Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. But Woodrow Wilson had a real problem. He had a heart. He was dupey, indecisive, but he had a heart. Now, FDR, he had a black heart. That boy was one mean individual. After all, he planned Pearl Harbor with the Japanese and Churchill in 1922 to 25, 28. And they used Ensign Yamamoto, ensigns like a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps, ensigns equivalent in the Navy, a young whippersnapper, Admiral Yamamoto, as ensign in the 1920s, was going to Harvard. There you go, Harvard. The pet boys of Rockefeller. And he carried the battle plans back to the Mitsu of Japanese royal family. They planned Pearl Harbor as a false flag to get us in the war and really tick us off. It worked. I'll never send your boys overseas again. What a liar. Just like all the rest of them that work for the Queen and the Vatican and Illuminati. All they need is a right instant, an event, to make us mad, and we'll say, nah, forget your promise. Let's go to war and kick their butts. Oh, okay. That's what happened. Edward Bernays came up with the words, fight for freedom. I was a Marine Corps for 12 years. I lived and breathed. I considered the Marine Corps really my dad. That was my whole being. I was going to be an ocean archaeologist. And when I got in the Marine Corps, because my draft number was up, I said, well, I'm in college. All right, so I got to pick a service to go into. Right, Marine Corps goes first. Okay, I go to the Marine Corps, going first. I'm going in anyway, so it's Vietnam. The time I got out of college, Nixon, that liar, also pulled us out of Vietnam, though. So I missed my opportunity. That was my thinking. I'm telling you my thinking then. Little did I know that the Vietnam War was perfectly orchestrated, planned out in the 1950s. And the Agent Orange was to give cancer to the troops. Our industrial complex made sure the Russians had the plans for the entire specification plans of a glycerol factory that they gave them in 1966. Why? To give the glycerol with other weapons, according to Anthony Sutton, to the Viet Cong so they could kill our own troops as a third party. Thanks, State Department. Yeah. Same thing with Korea. Vietnam. Family, it's the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Council of Foreign Relations is the butcher shop. And that's an absolute total fact with evidence. The Council of Foreign Relations is nothing more than a butcher shop of Luciferians. Now, the ones below, they won't know that. Little worker bees, they have no clue, man, that they're working to their total destruction through the council. Now, I'm not giving you speculation. I'm telling you some things you don't want to hear. Well, you don't have to listen. Now, I mean that in love. I don't mean that, you know, boisterous and all that, but I'm telling you the truth. Some people don't like listening to it. If it costs me listeners, I can't help that. I'm not going to lie to you. And nobody owns me. I will not be owned. The Council of Foreign Relations, working with the Trilateral Commission, Council of National Policy, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Bilderbergers, United Nations, they all come together and work together against us, against the world. And the world leaders work against their own citizens because they are secret society members. The Council of Foreign Relations is a butcher shop.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
That's exactly how it works. December the 9th, 1950, the Chicago Tribune, really kind of stretched out and was actually starting to announce or put out good articles before they were shut down. They got rid of the editor and some other things happened, but they put out some good articles. I'm not going to belabor it, but I will give you one part of it. In December the 9th, 1950, one of the articles came out. Quote, the members of the council, foreign relations, the members of the council should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's Korean War, unquote. I got the whole article. I found it. Family, this is what's really going on. This is my point. Is to show you that what we're being taught, what we've been shown, is not the truth. The enemy is not Al-Qaeda. The enemy is not blacks and whites and all this other stuff going on. The enemy are the secret societies within our society. That's the enemy. Because they have a self-appointed agenda. How do you best control a population? Education is one of the top. Education. another's religion. Education doesn't incite the emotions. It just brainwashes you. But religion, family, that sort of thing, that incites the emotions. It gears up the war. Now, to do that, you got to have a population that cares. You have a population that's not apathetic. It has a strong family ties to fight for the right thing, etc. You got the point. They needed all that before 1945. After 1945, notice it started diminishing. Going to 1950s, you still had a strong religious affiliation with Americans and religion and so forth, with God, Jesus Christ, etc. Even Billy Graham, who was a fraud from the very beginning, preached the right gospel exactly for 40 years, that Jesus Christ was the only way. He evangelized millions. That was what he was paid to do by the Rockefellers that funded him in 1947 to 1949. He was bought and paid for at the very beginning, but he had to preach the truth, and he did. They will do that because after 1993, give or take, he was told to come out of the woodwork, and he started working openly with the Vatican. He started watering down his message. At the same time, before Billy Graham was funded by the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund, I got the details. The Rockefellers funded Billy Sunday. They knew they could take control of the country by controlling at least two areas, or three, economics, of course, the politics, through the media, and religion. And Billy Sunday, was he hot. He was hot. He's living out of his car. He had no money. But boy, he was doing some evangelizing. Big time. Billy Sunday, look him up. We can use him. They take the best one of the bunch. They bought him a car. Bought him a house. Introduced him to mayors and governors. Notice his messages become political. Now, I'm not giving you speculation. I want you all to know that. I don't do too much speculating. If it is speculating, I'll tell you. But religion you're talking powerful. Money is kind of you have to, or it becomes uncomfortable. It's a motivating factor, but it's external. But internal motivation, love, hate, that's powerful. You know, you could play a little game here. Somebody beside you you don't like, and this is going to be silly. It's going to be silly now. I'm going to warn you. But kind of a smaller microcosm of a bigger situation. There's a guy sitting beside me in high school. I didn't do this. I'm going to give you an example. Okay. All right. I'm just giving you kind of an example. We're playing here. A guy sitting beside me. I don't like him. And Mary Sue is sitting in front of him. She got little pigtails. And I reach over while nobody's watching, and he's kind of looking away, and I jerk her pigtail and pull back real quick. She looks at me, and I just look straight ahead with that blank look in my face. And then she figures it's probably the one behind her. She starts yelling at him, He's like, huh? See, that's kind of what it is. They could provoke an instant, and they pull back and make the two fight it out. Now, wasn't that silly or what? But that's exactly what they do on a bigger scale. Same principle. Called a false flag. And by doing that, they justify their actions. Or if I want to get Mary Sue's attention, I got $25 of my money I earned sweeping floors. I said, look, I give you this $25 if you'll harass Mary Sue, and when I come up, I'll chase you all away. Okay, all right. So they start harassing Mary Sue, and I come up, hey, leave her alone. I'll mess with you. No, I'll kick your butt. Oh, okay, we run, and they run. And she said, oh, my hero. Yes. Well, in the meantime, I got her heart. Yeah, but I pay them $25 later. That's how it really works in this world. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Pearl Harbor, sinking of the Maine, Fort Sumter, Ferguson. Kent State, yeah, I get the idea. They can always control both sides to manipulate the public opinion. I'm talking the highest level. Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Well, they would not give up. The Japanese stuck strong, and they wouldn't back down. Oh, that's the biggest lie. The Japanese were backing down. They were surrendering. You think that the Hiroshima and Nagasaki was bad? It's nothing like we firebombed their cities. Oh, it's war. I know. I already told you about Pearl Harbor. It was already started by the Japanese and Americans working together. But the firebombing of Japanese and even in Japanese cities were worse than Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The Japanese were surrendering to the Pope, the Vatican. That's like three little pigs surrendering to another big bad wolf. Here's my point. Nagasaki and Hiroshima, they were human sacrifices for the 1945 opening of a portal that began the change of America, that began the next evolution of mankind. The next stage, to open up the portal, as I explained about 20 minutes ago. That was the purpose of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, was human sacrifice. And the Vatican ordered Truman to do it. That's the purpose of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Oh, by the way, if everyone could do me a favor, please, when you get a chance here, now and, well, next 20 minutes or now, whenever, pull up another browser window and even also after 5, go to TalkStreamLive.com, TalkStreamLive.com, and click on my face there on the list of other faces, whatever, and then go to the green arrow and click that, the green bar to the right of my face on my page. And then click off your media player and go back to my website or listen to the media player, whichever. And that's just want to see who's listening today, not who, but numbers to make sure I'm getting out. If you could do that, talk stream live, I'd appreciate it. Let's go back to Billy Graham. You thought I forgot, didn't you? I didn't. Documented. Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Emmanuel Josephson. 1955, page 62, I quote, and this stands today. Begin quote. Whenever under attack, start again. Quote, John D. Rockefeller's gift of $20 million for the purpose of advancing Protestant theology to his dummy tax-dodging foundation, the Scholastic Fund, was announced in January 1955. Previously, a gift of $1 million to Harvard for a school of divinity had been announced. This demonstrates the use of philanthropy in the best tradition of Adam Weishaupt. See, the names keep popping up, don't they? For the purpose of bribing public opinion . It follows a set of patterns of Rockefeller philanthropies adopted on the advice of John D. Rockefeller, in-law, the Reverend Dr. H. Strong, A.H. Strong, Alpha Hotel Strong, who wrote him, I quote, "Your present gifts to education and to the churches do not stem the tide of aspirations as would the establishment of an institution for the public good, so great that it has manifestly cost a large sacrifice to build it," unquote. Now listen carefully. Begin quote. "Whenever under attack, the Rockefellers make such philanthropic gestures, particularly to religion. In the early part of this century, following the outraged outcry of the nation at the brutal Colorado Fuel Iron Massacre of their workers, they set up the Lawrence Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. It initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. But as soon as public attention was diverted, its monies went to support of subversion and the Illuminist Communist Conspiracy under the direction of Beardsley Rummel, or UML. They also launched, now listen carefully now, they also launched Billy Sunday on the evangelical revivalism in that era, as they are now doing with Billy Graham. Weishaupt, remember Weishaupt, Thomas Jefferson, 1776, same one. Weishaupt taught his followers well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for the conspiracy. And Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy ran by kinsman John Foster Dulles, the Federal Council of Churches of Christ, was pronounced by naval intelligence in 1936 to be one of the most dangerous, subversive institutions in the country. Unquote. Now this checks out with virtually everything I got. If you like, check it out yourself. That's the reality. That's one of the reasons why Kennedy was assassinated, was because, see, Dulles had a lot to do with the CIA, as they were the Nazis, 10,000 Nazis they brought over in 1945, set up the UN, set up the CIA, set up all of that mess, and the rocket program, Von Braun. The Nazis set it up. If we won the war, why'd they come over 10,000 of them in Operation Paperclip to control our country? And we won the war? You see what I mean? Y'all getting a dose of truth right here now. And I don't want you to believe me. I do not want you to believe a word I say. But I do want you to challenge it. Hard, too. Dulles was also operating with CIA relatives and everything else. And JFK was going to limit the powers of CIA. Uh-oh. back our money by silver, which is backed by nothing right now. It never has. It hasn't been since FDR took us off the gold standard. It wasn't Nixon, it was FDR. That liar, cheater. I know some of y'all don't like me saying that, but I call it like I see it. You know, you don't like it, I can't help that. But I'm outspoken, and I'm very blunt. I don't like beating around the bush. No pun intended. Anyway, it's always been this way. Federal Council of Churches changed their name to the National Council of Churches in the 1940s. Ho-ho. So if your church belongs to the National Council of Churches, it is dirty, dirty, dirty. As it can never be. Who sets the standards for schools of theology? Oh, Harvard does. Harvard. Yeah, well, Rockefeller owns Harvard. For most part. Always have. That's how they control it. Religion is a driving force to control people. Education is for brainwashing. Religion. Politics. Oh, they got that covered too. For now. All this they're doing for nothing because they lose. Just remember that. Don't let people put fear in you. If they got you got fear, you're going to sink. It appears they're in control, but they're not. Other people want you to think they are, but they're not. God allows them to think that. And they're falling deeper in the trap. With money, quote, Rockefeller File by Gary Allen, begin quote. With money, the Rockefellers gain control of the media. With the media, the family gain control over public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gain control of politics. And with control of politics, they're taking control of the nation. Gary Allen, Rockefeller File, page 76. Copyright 1975. When did they do that? 1921. Under who? Council of Foreign Relations. Ha! 1921, when the Council of Foreign Relations was created by the Rockefellers. So you think, well, what did they do before then? What? You're asking me? Oh, okay. Well, before then, I can tell you also, by the way. Before then, the media was totally controlled beginning in 1915, according to congressional records. In 1915, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers after they determined that that's the best way to control the country at that time. In 1915. Because they knew a war was coming. After all, it was already planned. So in March of 1915, exactly, J.P. Morgan, which handled steel, shipbuilding, gunpowder, and other subsidiary organizations, put together a committee of 12 men, and they were significant leaders in the newspaper world, and employed them by design to select the most influential newspapers in the United States, and sufficient number of them to control the policy of the daily press of the United States in 1915. And ironically enough, in 1915, Samuel Bush, great grandfather of George Bush, get those two confused. G.W., George Bush, whatever, all the same anyway. Samuel Bush, father of Prescott, Samuel Bush was a member of the founding of the War Industries Board. The War Industries Board is a forerunner of the military-industrial complex we have today. That we actually was warned by Eisenhower. That tricky boy, he waited to his last minute with his president to warn us about the military-industrial complex. JFK died for it. McKinley died for it. Lincoln died for it. But Eisenhower waited to the last minute. And I guess his conscience got to him. I don't know. The scaredy cat. But he waited the last minute. Anyway, this group of 12 men that J.P. Morgan hired found it was only necessary to purchase control of 25 of the greatest papers. And they did in 1915. 6 years before the founding of the Council of Foreign Relations. Before Rockefellers came in. You got it? So then they took an editor for each one of them, 25 editors, okay, was furnished for each paper and given direction to supervise properly and edit information specifically regarding questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of, quote, national and international nature, considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. Quote, this policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes and the interests served, unquote. That's congressional records. Confirm that. Notice nothing ever happens after. So 6 years later, they create the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, and it enters there, and you've got control of the newspapers. They lost control in Chicago Tribune. Had some good articles come out on the Korean War. They closed that loop. So you see now on the news, TV, radio, newspapers, it's a bunch of baloney. Designed to incite you, excite you, galvanize you, lie to you, with some truth to pull you in, enough lies to deceive you. I'm sorry to tell you this, you know, it's negative and all this. But family, I'll tell you something positive. There is no way possible they can win this. They lose for every human that takes Jesus Christ as their Savior. They lose. And everyone is awakened to this truth. They lose. And they don't realize all the evil that they're given the successes. Every success they think success is failure for them every time in reality. Because that book of life is going to open up. And everything they've ever done will be recorded and given to them before they're sent to hell. This is eternal. This is serious. I can't emphasize this enough, you know. People's told me, why don't you write a book? I almost started to do that one day. I got to thinking, wait a minute, what do I want to do that for? I got one book I want to promote. That's King James Bible. That's it. Oh, you recall a little while ago, of course you do, about the brutal Colorado Fuel and Iron Massacre. The Rockefellers perpetrated that. They caused it. The Illuminati forms up the mafia, forms up the all the unions under the guise of helping the workers. No, it's to control the workers. Get out of hand to kill you. Any questions? That's what unions are for. Pay off the Masons. Control the workers. keep them in bondage, under the guise of being free. That's how it really works. It always has. And it's not the first one, because they had another massacre in Matawan. Baldwin Agency was hired by the Rockefellers. And nobody's going to jail for that, are they? The Battle of Matawan, May the 19th, 1920. West Virginia, Matawan Massacre. Colorado Fuel and Iron Massacre. They've been doing it ever since. Now, you think there's a little something problem with our legal system? It's about the coal mines, too. Because they control the coal mines. The Allens up here in Hillsville, Virginia, was a powerful family in Hillsville, Virginia. They weren't friendly people. But they didn't have control of the Allens. So they set them up. They called in the same agency. And they set them up in court and eventually massacring them. See, I'm giving you bits and pieces here as we go along to show you how the world really works. And also tell you that they don't win. The battles are allowed to pull them deeper and deeper in debt to the Lord. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you go with the Holy Spirit where it leads you, you win no matter what they do. Even in death, you win. They want you afraid of death. You see? Don't let them do it. Don't fear death. I'm not saying you'll jump in the middle of things. It's not, I'm not preaching you a rah, rah, rah speech. But the fear is where they win. Now, tonight on U.S. Stream, I think on the SAS show, whatever, I'm going to talk tonight about the Constitution. We don't have one. You know, I'm not going to talk about it right now because it's not part of what I want to speak about. I'm going to go back to religion and other things, but how they control us. But the Constitution is you don't have one. They can eliminate the Constitution that's been a facade all along anyway. All they got to do is have a disaster. And they orchestrate it with a false flag. And that would suspend the American Constitution immediately. Override the Posse Comitatus Act, and military can come in. Not a problem. And the military won't be American. It'd be Europeans because we won't have enough Americans. Police, you got to be kidding me. The police will have their own trouble infighting. It will happen. The police departments have been infiltrated anyway by felons well-trained in the Christian Identity Program, Freemasons, infiltrated the police departments, and they're the ones carrying out these horrific acts that you're reading about in the news and YouTube and what have you. And the other cops are kind of helpless because of the blue code. But I'm telling them right now, they'll be targeted by their own people. You can't tell them that now because they won't believe you. It is part of the plan, though. It's part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. It goes back to the 1990s. I'm not sure what to call it today. When the UN takes over, the UN takeover was planned by Nixon in the United States on February 12, 1972. Executive Order 11647 and 11731 and 11495. And he failed in that attempt. We've had like six attempts of a military takeover. Six of them since 1933, if not more. Our Illuminati was told to not rush it because things had to happen before. But the communist infiltration of American churches, as I've said before, began in 1887, that far back. And now I've told you a little bit about how they've, using philanthropy, they brought in Billy Sunday, brought in Billy Graham, and from then on, see, they will play the part. See, like Billy Graham, for example, he had to play the part and tell the truth for about 40 years. Why? Because the 1950s was when the truth was being told about religion, about Jesus Christ. And the movies like Charlton Heston. Ooh, I drew a blank. The movie that he played the part in. Oh, golly Pete, I forgot the name of it. Anyway, that movie is a great, it was a great movie. It was true also. We played Moses. But now the movies are absolutely heretical. On TV, too. Downing, some of her little Jesus Christ movies and TV, ridiculous. And Noah, the last movie they played here this year, I walked out of it after about an hour and a half. I couldn't handle it anymore. It's like ridiculous. Testing, okay. Because they can do that now. Because they've downplayed religion so much. But the point was that they had to play it straight in the 50s and 60s. And slowly, when the 1960s rolled around, Tavistock think tank in London, under the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Illuminati, Tavistock started manipulating the culture with drugs, rock and roll, clothing, burn your bra, God's dead. All that was pre-planned. You see how it worked? It's been a steady stream of one objective after another to brainwash, and the target was America. Bill Cooper said we'd be the last bastion. And actually, that's as planned. They knew that already. Now, this sounds crazy, don't it? But this can be proven. Now, I'll lead up to something, so hang in there. So, actually, I had a list I talked about one day before, the communist goals. I got 46 goals. The church infiltration is just one of them. Now, if you'll bear with me here just a second. This idea of the mega churches was part of the takedown because it dehumanizes the personal relationship that you have with your pastor that used to be. It always did. People don't see it. So they use the rock and roll formula to put people into an esoteric kind of feeling when they're there. See, the music makes you feel good. And people, unfortunately, equate feeling good with a religious experience. But it's not true. And that's how they're doing it, because that's how rock and roll was built. The music is frequency vibration. The frequency vibration is what they use to make people feel good or otherwise. That's true. Very true. Now, let's see here. We got, I'm looking for an article here that I want to bring to you. Their plan to use Cock America by inciting anarchy by the black racism and anti-gentilism. Fred, do you understand how this is so designed? And the average American out there has no idea. And when you start talking to them about it, you ever talk to anybody in a bar, in a meeting, out in the street, wherever you go, restaurant, and you want to excitedly tell them about what's going on, how long does the conversation usually last? A short, short time. Had someone tell me last night when I went to a grocery store, it's late, it's going to close it down. Oh, that's too late to talk about this tonight. They just clicked right off. Because they can't handle it. And they've got designed in that way, so that's where it goes to, that they can't handle it. And they hope it to be that way. Now, one of the ways that they do this, and one of the worst of the churches that they are, is old Saddleback. They don't know it. And Morningstar Ministries in Charlotte. It's a good example. One of the means that they decide is the following. To identify those resisting changes in the churches. Assess the effectiveness of the opposition. That's what churches are dividing, especially the Catholic Church. Befriend those who are undecided about the changes. Marginalize more persistent resistors. Vilify those who stay and fight. And establish new rules that will silence all resistance. That's what they're told to do. To make that change. Rick Warren is one of the worst. He's a professed member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And some of their plans was to change the music to contemporary rock style. Notice that. They got the big screens, a lot of seats. The preacher always comes out in a dressed down blue jeans or whatever. It's always the same model. It's the same model. Notice that. Removing the hymn books. You don't have hymn books there anymore, do you? Get rid of the choir. It's not the music. The music gives you that esoteric feeling. It's the words that convict you. Change the music. You take away the conviction. And you minimize the words. They know what they're doing. Replacement of the organ and piano with heavy metal instruments. Repetitive singing of praise lyrics. It gives you the feeling that they're really with God. They told them to dress down to casual, informal attire. To eliminate business meetings, church committees, council of elders, board of deacons, and those that do that, make them members of the 501c3. That way they control, the government controls what's being preached. And promote NIV Bible, New King James Bible, NASB, ESV. Family, these Bibles are missing verses. They're gone. Look it up yourself. New King James Bible is the worst. By design. Have a repetitive 4-day purposeful driven church study program looking at psychological relationships with each other, the community, and the world began. Psychological? Huh. How about being born again? Psychology is actually, psychological concepts are promoted by the demonic forces. I'm sorry, but it is. It's called hypnotism. Notice on the TV, news, other, they have this moving diagrams and a background, moving counterclockwise in a hypnotic type trance, hypnotic type presentation on TV. That's by design. They count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. It's for hypnotism at a superficial level. That's what's going on today, family. Snap out of it. If you know the tricks, they will pull you in. The funded budget programs are abandoned or ignored with ambiguous financial reports made. Sunday morning, evening, or Wednesday worships are changed to other times. Some may be even eliminated entirely. You know, you have churches today with Halloween, haunted houses in the basement. Now, do you have to tell anybody that Halloween is worshiping the Satan? I mean, really. You've got churches using Harry Potter's books as the lessons of children working together. Yeah, in Wicca. Those books literally are cursed. Rollins is an ordained witch. That's a problem. Rupert Murdoch, owner of Fox News TV network. Rupert Murdoch is a Knights of Malta member. His parishioner, his pastor is, guess who? Rick Warren. How about that? Rupert Murdoch owns copyrights to Satan's Bible. How about that? But he also owns copyright to the NIV Bible. How about that? That's two how abouts. That's correct. Zondervan Press, he has owning membership stock. Kind of like old Rockefeller has a whole member ownership of stock donations to Harvard. Now don't tell me religion's not infiltrated in TV. Hey, hello. The name Sunday school is to be dropped and classes are given new names. Sunday school teachers are removed or different classes are replaced by new teachers, more sympathetic within the changes being implemented. The new age, purposeful driven church. Crosses, other traditional Christian symbols, may be moved from both inside and outside the church buildings. Pulpit may also be removed. Wow. And you know, Rick Warren's instructions, New Version Bibles are used. Well, that's no surprise. Or other verses flashed on the screen, referenced during the regular services. And all those thousands of people are being led to slaughter for an eternity. That's tragic. You don't think God's not going to judge that? Oh, he will. The decor, including carpets, may be changed to eliminate any resemblance to the former church. Sometimes they call it a campus. Oh, not a church anymore. Denominational names are removed. Slowly but surely. Then they have emphasis on more fun and party sessions for the youth. Last year, when I used to go to a church, Baptist church. Stopped going for various reasons. I was invited, come on, Tom, to the church. I said, why? He said, good, we got a really good speaker coming this week. I said, really? Yeah, he's a comedian. He's a comedian. What? A what? A comedian. He's an evangelist, a comedian. He tells really funny jokes, and he's really funny, but he teaches about God. Uh-huh. I don't see nothing funny about it. When you go to church, you're being pulled in. conviction on your heart. Heavy laden, you come to church to find rest, to find forgiveness, because maybe you need somebody to help pray with you. But laughing it off is like Reiki. It's like yoga. It doesn't heal anything. It makes you feel better, then it goes away. In this case, it makes you feel better, but still there. The problem's still there. Conviction's still there. And they know that. Eliminating the altar calls or salvation, and there you go. Invitations at the door of the services. Elimination of words like unsaved, lost, sin, hell, heaven, other gospel verities of the pastor's messages are removed. The words are gone. Reclassification of the saved and lost to the churched and unchurched. Change of words makes a big difference. Closed meetings between the pastor or chosen staff members without any reports made to general membership. And open hostility to members who do not embrace the new program or left for another church. You don't like it here, you can leave. This is how we're going to do it now, from now on. More open. Yeah. But remember, 2 Timothy 1:7. And don't forget 2 Timothy 1:7 by Paul. It says this: for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And these churches are trying to take it away. That's what they're doing. And religion plays a major role in their preparing for the coming of the Antichrist and the falling away of the church is being perpetrated. Has it happened yet? Oh, no. The falling away of the church is when Christians fall away, no longer believe. Now, that's why they're trying to bring all the episcopal, I have a hard time with that word, and the Greek in back to the Roman Catholic. I talked about that yesterday. They're trying to sever the barriers between the two. Now, after the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD, they have the gall to say in the past couple of years, and all the wars they've perpetrated, the Vatican, every one of them, including the Civil War, according to Lincoln anyway, they're forgiving us, Protestants, and come on back to the church. It's okay. Oh, that's so you murder the rest of us? Uh-huh. I got you. Well, it's to lead you into the New World Order and the New World Religion, which is not Islam. It's not Zionism. They will defeat each other and kill each other in the Third World War. It is not Roman Catholicism either. Let me say that again. The end-time church is not Roman Catholicism either. So these evangelists that are talking about that are dead wrong. Then you may ask, then what is it if it's not Islam? It's not Roman Catholicism. But is it Catholic Church the beast? Yes. It's the whore. But that's not the religion. I better explain it, huh? Before the Catholic Church, before the Vatican created the religion of Christianity, you had church fathers or whatever. Well, before that, you had paganism, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, the mystery schools of religion, Mithraism, of whose birthday we're getting ready to celebrate here in, about 3 or 4 weeks. It's called Christmas. Mithra. But then again, they want you to know that. They want you to know that Christmas is pagan and Easter is pagan. Now they're trying to tell you that. Why? I'm getting ready to tell you why. So once you start losing the sovereignty of the nation, because of anti-patriotism and all that going on, then you start losing the belief in God, and you start falling away from your church, which you're perpetrating now. You always look for another out, for another, life preserver, shall we say. They know that. It's called the dialectic. And they have it. Now, go back to what I was saying. Before Roman Catholicism, 325 AD, the design of Christianity to control the Christians before they start to massacre again, was the ancient mystery schools of religion and paganism. Many gods and so forth. Ah, you see. So they went undercover and called it Christianity. See, Jesus is not about Christianity. Jesus is about your salvation and your redemption. He's a sacrifice on the cross for your sins. That's not Christianity. Being a Christian is following Jesus. Christianity is following religion. You see how it works? So it covered over the paganistic values. And they used the Christian icing on the pagan cake. And then they come up with the holidays, as I said about an hour and a half ago, to earmark the certain areas, certain times of human sacrifice. And they gave them a name of a holiday. Now, is this radical or what? But it's actually true. And you know the Bible actually talks about this and prepares us for it. If you go to Colossians 2:16, the Bible warns you about this. I'll tell you. Colossians 2:16, New Testament, the New Covenant. And it says word for word, quote, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon," there's your pagan nonsense, "or of the Sabbath days." Unquote. That's in the Bible. They wanted that. They wish that to go away. It tells you right there. Man, these churches, woohoo, they are ugly. Let me tell you what. I just told you part of their tricks. I can see them going this again tomorrow. I got more to tell you about that. I got a lot to talk about between now and Friday. I do push the envelope quite a bit. I put myself on a limb, but I can back it up. So can anybody else. I'm nobody special whatsoever. Not one little bit. Anybody wants to find out for yourself, you can find out. "Let no man therefore judge you in meat." If I want to eat pork, doggone it, I'm going to eat pork. If I want to have my holy day on a Sunday, on a Friday, on a Monday, I can do that. This preacher's a lying to you. Seventh Day Adventist, ain't no Saturday. The church on Sunday, uh-uh. Whenever you want to, whenever you can. But you do pick a Sabbath. But a day that you give to God can be in a day you want to. Because Jesus Christ fulfilled the Sabbath. He didn't abolish it. He is the Sabbath. And the tithing, same thing. Not for Gentiles, for the Jews. Seventh-day Adventists, full of mud. 90%, Theology is good. They always got that 10%. Always. Roman Catholic Church, hey, y'all come on back. Yeah, come on. We forgive you. Yeah, after you murdered millions with your Jesuits, assassins, even up till today, and they're in our military, they're in our colleges, they're in our education. But God's going to ferret them out, shake them out like a pomegranate. Just like spanking the pomegranate. You ever spanked a pomegranate? Get that thing open, spank it on the top. That'll just fall out. That's what God's going to do to them. I still pray for them. Vengeance is for God, not for us. Israel is God's business, not ours. That's a fake Israel there today with a Star David hexagram. That's a high-level witchcraft sign. It's not about David or God by no stretch. That's a crest of Solomon, the occult, witchcraft, like our stars and stripes. 13 stars and stripes is 13 Illuminati families. Our stars are pentagrams. Family, I got to face reality. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or of the new moon. Four blood moons, who gives a hoot? Because Hagen is wrong. Hagee's wrong. Mark Blitz is wrong. They're selling books that are worthless. Blood moons have always been. It's when the Illuminati... It's when the Illuminati decides to pull one of their tricks. Because Hagee should know, Mark Blitz should know, because they're part of this Illuminati. Excuse me. Sorry. Be it known. And the Bible says of no moon, the new moon, none of this, or the Sabbath days. So family, I know that I'm busting up some rituals and I'm busting up some tradition. But we got to go back to the old ways. It's through Jesus, not a religion, not a leader, not a country, not patriotism, none of that. It's about Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. His truth can be found in the King James Bible, for now, until the falling away. That's why they have this movement. I call it the anti-King James onlyist movement. And every time you call them out on this, oh, you're a King James onlyist. A King James onlyist. Yeah, okay. They can't back up a word they say ever. So they get mad and start their, you know, insults and blocking and all that stuff. Once you get called out, it's too funny. Now, I guess it's not really funny. Sometimes it's sad, but it's just typical. You got to hang in there. This is practice right now, family. It's practice. Because a big thing's coming. It seems like, to me, they got some like something's going down, family. Something's going down. Something's happening. They're heading toward, I don't know, December the 25th, 24th. I don't know. That's the birthday of Mithra coming up, the 24th and 25th. I, you know, I'm praying against something. We have more time to, you know, I don't know if they'll pull something or not, but they seem to be really escalating on the internet, YouTube, Facebook. Man, there's something going on. They got something in mind. But then again, World War One, they did. World War Two, they did. 60s, they did. 72, 74. 83, 84. 1999, God's in control. Just remember that. Now, remember I said the past 2 hours, hour and a half, yesterday, forgive me if I say I told you so, but I told you so. December the 2nd. That was yesterday. Today's December the 3rd. Article came out. NTEB News Desk says, I quote, Pope Francis unites Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists to sign a pact with Rome. Uh-oh. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest at the turn of the century, was the father of the New Age movement. The father of the New Age movement. The mother of the New Age movement was Helena Blavatsky. Then came Alice Bailey in two phases of the New Age movement. The New Age movement was brought to bear around the 1960s. What opened the door? Drugs, Vietnam, anti-sovereignty, war demonstrations, God is dead, rock and roll music, now you got it. See how it works? They held back on it, working in the shadows, until the phase came, beginning in Korea, to reduce national sovereignty, religious dogmas, take apart the families, little by little, piece by piece, over the long term. New Age movement, Hindus, Buddhists. That's the New Age movement. But right now, they got to combine them, bring everybody together, setting up for the first seal. Carl Gallup, P.P. Simmons, Irvin Baxter, all the rest of them are dead wrong. We're not even first seal yet. Is it being set up? Absolutely. It's being set up. No doubt about that. But it's not going to come down, that house of cards, until God allows it. Now, why would God allow it? Well, you change the laws to homosexual marriages against God. You make legal in every state abortion. You legalize drugs. You legalize child euthanasia in Oregon, Texas. Then it branches out to everybody else. It's already doing in Europe. God pulls away. Individually, you pull away from God, what happens? He pulls away from you. But he'll take you back. But you pull away from him. Well, he said, okay. All right, it's what you want. I'm pulling away. And Satan fills up the vacuum. That's how it works. Well, the country, the same thing. Exactly the same thing. We've been placated since 1700s. God's allowed us to be placated. We've fomented the wars. I got to listen to this. I mean, when I learned the truth, it's really, really a conflict with me. It's a major conflict. I mean, one side of me wants to tell you to buy freeze-dried food, go get your ammunition. If you don't have a gun, get one. Learn how to shoot a weapon, learn how to read a map of compass, you know, get your bug out bag, teach your children how to fight, teach your wife how to do an elbow strike, poke in the eyeball, you know what I'm talking about? Take her stiletto shoes and stick them in the throat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And to start forming a group with the veterans down here on learning how to organize a help team and neighborhood watch and all that sort of thing. That's my first instinct. And to get together, how we're going to bring back the Constitution, all this stuff. But then look at the reality, and that goes right out the window. That's a short-time fix. And it's already anticipated of what you're going to do. I have learned to look at the bigger picture. Not the little picture, bigger picture. And that's where I'm torn in the middle. And it's certainly leaning toward the other side that I'm talking about right now. You can go to a Tea Party meeting or a veterans meeting or whatever and talk for an hour about the Constitution all you want. Declaration of Independence, say the blood, you know, the allegiance of the flag and all that stuff. Leave out there the good feeling, but you've not accomplished a thing. You go march out there in front of the courthouse, I don't know, whatever. You'll not accomplish a thing. Because the leaders at the high level are members of the Knights of Malta, Freemasons. Yeah. You got the point? General Boykin, Wesley Clark, the whole lot of them. Joint Chief of Staff are not on your side. That's a big problem there, veterans. They kind of control the airplanes, you know, the go bang, bang. And they control the ammo. They control the foreign military that's already here. Yeah. Well, actually, the UN does that, but they've already allowed it. And they take orders from them. Yeah, they do. That's a problem. You can ramble it all you want, but I got news for you. You Oath Keepers and all you Tea Party guys, you got infiltrators that's telling everything you're doing. Religion and war. Pope, quote, Pope says it's wrong to equate Islam with violence. Say what? Run it by again. The Pope says it's wrong to equate Islam with violence. Well, let me tell you about this. Golly, this is almost ridiculous. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century with an idea in mind to use Islam to take Jerusalem. That's right. That's correct. Bear with me. So around the 8th, 9th century, 10th century, somewhere in there, after the Vatican created Islam to galvanize the descendants of Ishmael, the Arabs. They promised him a Messiah to come. They knew ahead of time it was Muhammad, of which the Vatican trained from 6 years old to 25, using Arabic church fathers. Time is 25, it's ready to blossom it out. Did you know that the Vatican funded, fully funded, the invasion of Northern Africa by the Muslims? And they whooped their butt too. And then the Vatican, under three conditions, that you kill the infidels, you heard me right, Christians and Jews, Bible-believing Christians and Jews. You take the city of Jerusalem and you protect Roman Catholics. Three conditions. They funded the invasion of Northern Africa. Well, they succeeded in everything and more than some, but a problem existed. The Arab kings wanted to go further into Europe. Uh-oh. That's not good. That's where the Crusades came from. To stop the fire that they had started. They worried about America doing the same thing. That's why they want to make sure we had a civil war. All this is true. So now, fast forward. The Vatican creates Zionism in 1897. Theodore Herzl. Demonizing the Jews, 1885, getting ready for World War I. It's all set up. All this is historically accounted for. Yeah. And what's very interesting is around 1920 time frame, the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Banna. I call him Al-Banana. He's Egyptian Freemason. Created the radical side of Islam. Remember? Now they're going to destroy Islam. Islam don't know that yet. So they created a radical group inside Islam, a radical group inside the Jews called Zionism, a radical group inside America. You see how it works? That's how it operates. So we've been supporting Muslims ever since. Afghanistan. Now you see the picture. In Kosovo. Bosnia. Herzegovina. They destroyed Detroit for this purpose 30 years ago. To make it livable for Muslims to move in Dearborn and Detroit. That was the purpose of that, to drive people out, to bring them in. Now they're going to regenerate it back up. Watch it. The Muslims come through Mexico, head straight to Michigan. You see what's the big picture? And our Knights of Malta and Freemasons know all about this. Y'all seeing this picture puzzle coming together? Amazing, isn't it? So when the Pope says here it's wrong to equate Islam with violence. Oh, man. This is so ridiculous. You got a Jesuit saying this? It's like a big bad wolf saying, I don't like pork. Now, the Pope is a Jesuit. The black Pope is a Jesuit. The gray Pope is a Jesuit. You got the white Pope, black Pope, and the white Pope. And they're all three Jesuits. And guess who Teilhard de Chardin was? He was a Jesuit. Formed the New Age movement. Fathered it. Now y'all getting the picture? The Pope is setting you up for a fall. Big time. He's setting you up for the New Age movement. That is the whore. It's not the Roman Catholic Church. Because the Roman Catholic Church will re-spiritualize, will morph into the New Age movement. Christianity will be dissolved into the pantheon. You know what the word is? Anyway, the New Age movement. What it was all along, under our noses. Moving away from Jesus. You're going to find, for example, an attack on the deity of Jesus. Big time. New revelations about Jesus. New commandments coming out. We found him in the trash bin. We found him in this deep, dark cave somewhere. It's been hidden all this time. All this nonsense going to be coming out. A lesbian judge takes on Jesus in court. Man, you're going to have after time, after time. There's a Hamilton family left the corpse of a family member upstairs for 6 months expecting a resurrection, and it didn't happen. They're going to discredit Jesus. They're going to discredit the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church is going to morph into the New Age movement. It's happening right under your noses. The Roman Catholics aren't going to have a clue what's going to hit them. Like a sledgehammer. When they have what's called disclosure. It's where the alien lie will come into play. The false Jesus will appear, who will be the false prophet of the Bible. They're calling him Yeshua. That's why they're trying to change the name of Jesus to Yeshua. The sacred name movement, New Age heresy, Yahuwah, like 15 different derivatives plus of that type of name, is not Jesus of Nazareth. And let me tell you, the Jesus of Nazareth that we see, we think is Jesus, on the photos, portraits, long-haired, blue-eyed, and carried a lamb, is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That picture, that photo, that portrait is of a fallen angel by the name of Sananda Emmanuel. Look it up. Get mad at me if you want to, but I recommend you look it up. He's what's called today one of the ascended masters that you don't know about yet. Some of you already do. For my regular listeners, you already will. You'll know this already. But if you're not, you better look it up because it's going to smack you square in the face. When they're going to do it, I don't know. I don't make predictions. But now you can see it's being set up. That's why I gave those articles. Tell her Desjardins, his purpose, his role. And right here, Pope Francis is uniting the Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists. That Mormon, what's his name? Beck or whatever. In Washington, he was doing the same thing. All your religions come together. Oprah. Everybody come together. Many different ways. Billy Graham. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. Just the Christ. In Christ. That's Messiah. It could be anyone. He says it. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. Billy Graham has said that before. It was after the 1990s. He said that he believes in aliens. Religion is what they're going to use to take us down with. And you're going to love it. That's the sad part. Unfortunately, people will. If I might try to bring this all up, and it puts me on a limb.
But what about those?
It puts them on a limb. Puts me on a limb. But I can back this up. You see, and I ask for people not to believe me, but to challenge what I say. And by challenging what I say, is you have to research it and prove it wrong. Now, I'm not looking for a boost. I don't care if you ever come back to me and say, well, you know, you think you're something. No, I don't get into all that. I just want people to think and to challenge and not believe everything they hear from anybody. Think on your own feet. Do your own research. You see? That's how it all works. And you better start doing it pretty quick. Now, this is a lot to take in. A lot to take in. And I told y'all, my broadcasts are not for the easy listening. It's never been that way. I'll let you hear it for yourself. Now, remember, you have to know the name of Jesus. The Christ could be anybody. And the road, the way is narrow, not wide. Now, listen carefully.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for His name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
Well, how about that? See, I wasn't blowing smoke. Now, the American bishops here, according to articles, they're not too happy with the Pope. They're very unsettled with his tone, according to articles. Look it up. American bishops don't know what we talk about today. They don't understand what's being done to them. I'd like to have them on a broadcast. I'd like to set them down in an auditorium somewhere or something and say, look, preachers, here's what's going on. And you bishops, I'm a little old guy here, but I'm telling you right now, here's what's happening. Will they listen to that? Lord, no. I'm just a little guy here, a little old town, Mount Airy. But I'm telling you what it is. And you see it coming out. Piece by piece, little by little, as I keep track of it. Pope Francis is there to take him down. The Jesuits are apart, divided from the Roman Catholic Church. They're there now to effect the takedown. And they will continue this until they feel they have the time set up and they're ready to go. But God's in control. Never forget that. While I'm still on, I want to remind you all about John Kirkler. John Kirkler is owner of HighPointRadio.net. He broadcasts our network, my network, in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And we appreciate that. And he has sponsors. He wants to increase his output. And the sponsors you might find on his website, you can use them. Also, my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And tonight, I was supposed to have Bible study, but I have a guest show. I'm asked to be a guest on another program, so I'm going to find it difficult to run the program at 9 and then Bible study from 8 to 9. So I'm going to cancel Bible study tonight. I got a feeling the show tonight is going to be interesting. And tomorrow, and Bible study is regular, normal, we'll talk about more heresies in the church and break them down for you tomorrow night. But I'm going to cancel Bible study. Tonight it'll still play, but it won't be live from 8 to 9. But I will continue Bible study tomorrow night, 8 to 9. And we'll continue tomorrow with what I'm talking about, this conspiracy, how it really works. More background information. More articles to talk about. You know that there is Oath Keepers surrounded by 50 Ferguson police officers. What's going on here? You think some of the Oath Keepers, military, and the Ferguson police officers might have been military, on the same side? Here we go, Bundy again. When are they going to learn? How come the Oath Keepers couldn't talk to the police officers of Ferguson and say, wait a minute, what are we doing this for? Are we on the same team? No, because both sides are being taught to fight each other, and these adults aren't figuring it out. That's why. When people are going to realize this? They're being jerked around by the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, the Jesuits, Oath Keepers surrounded by 50 Ferguson police officers. What's going on here? How come they can't figure this? It's just driving me crazy. It's ridiculous. Just like Bundy Ranch. Now they're poking your buttons again. Racial strife. And you're falling for it, every one of them. Hook, line, and sinker. Testing the apathy. Nobody's living in a real world. They're being pushed, prodded by just utter nonsense. Political manipulation. Racial strife being orchestrated. Oh, but then again, the Ouija board sales are skyrocketed. Did y'all read that? Sale of weapons. One weapon every 3 seconds was recorded Black Friday. One weapon every 3 seconds. You can't shoot a weapon without ammo. What about the ammo? Duh. Okay. Then you got Ouija board, scale rocket. Ouija board is real. And they're skyrocketing. You got it now? The Ouija board is real. It opens up portals. It brings demons to your house. That's a fact. And causes suicides. Oh, but they've made them inert. They painted them pink. They got pink Ouija boards. Last time I checked, the pink 9mm will still kill you. Family, get ready. We're close. We're close. Testing the waters, they are. Family, thank you for jumping by today. I appreciate it. And we'll continue on tomorrow, 4 o'clock, and we'll hit the ground running. Get it ready. Talk more about what we're talking about today, but more information and more knowledge about it. Test out everything I said, but know that they've lost this battle. Jesus Christ won across Calvary. This battle, this war is won. We're right now counting the casualties is all we're doing. Don't let them put fear in you. Because there's no fear in those that love God. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. It's your watchman signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.